This hour's new sponsor is Bayport State Bank, your full-service locally owned bank. With locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebwang, Bayport State Bank. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. Last Friday afternoon marked a significant development in an ongoing drug investigation in Bad Axe, with felony drug arrests made, according to a press release from Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen. The incident unfolded on Northport Crescent near Irwin Street when law enforcement conducted a routine traffic stop on a 2016 Lincoln, accompanied by a man and woman. Upon investigation, officials discovered cocaine and drug paraphernalia in their possession. Subsequently, law enforcement seized their vehicle, cell phones, and cash before taking both individuals into custody on felony drug charges. On April 15th, they faced formal charges from the Huron County Prosecutor's Office and were arraigned in the 73B District Court. Cody J. Miller, a 27-year-old from Minden City, faces five felonies, including possession and delivery of cocaine and crack. Attorney Magistrate Jessica Teslin Renke continued his bond at $200,000. Cash or shorty. Hannah M. Azar, a 20-year-old from Bad Axe, was charged with felony cocaine possession. Azar has been previously released on bond after posting a $5,000, 10%. Miller is also subject to federal probation stemming from a previous firearms conviction, likely resulting in additional felony charges for probation violation at a federal level. Assisting the Huron County Drug Task Force officers during Friday's operation were deputies from the Huron County Sheriff's Office, Bad Axe City patrolmen, and deputies with their canine unit from the Sinilac County Sheriff's Office. Stay tuned to Thumb Broadcasting as the investigation continues, with more details emerging on the alleged criminal activities. An Elkton resident, Kenneth Wayne Brown, a 32-year-old, was arrested on April 13th following an investigation by the Elkton Police Department, which resulted in 20 charges of criminal sexual conduct. The investigation reveals a disturbing pattern of alleged offenses spanning from 2016 to 2024 within the village. On Monday, Brown appeared via Zoom from the Huron County Jail in the 73B District Court to face arraignment. The charges against him are severe, including 10 counts of second-degree CSE and 10 counts categorized as first-degree CSE, potentially subjecting him to a life sentence if proven guilty. Despite the focus on a single victim during the arraignment, the Huron County Prosecutor's Office disclosed details of the presence of other minor children in the household. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani stated, quote, after reviewing Elkton PD's report, the people could have charged 100 counts of each of these charges. Judge David B. Harrington underscored the gravity of the situation by setting Brown's bond at $100,000 cash or shorty, citing both the nature of the charges and concerns for community safety. And a missing juvenile was located safe and sound on Sunday, April 14th, thanks to the collaborative efforts of law enforcement and concerned citizens in Pigeon. Huron County Sheriff's Office received a report from a parent regarding her juvenile son's disappearance from their residence around 2:40 p.m. According to the press release, the juvenile had been sent to his room approximately 2 hours prior to the call, but it apparently crawled out a window. Two deputies from the Huron County Sheriff's Office immediately began searching the village of Pigeon. A state trooper also joined the search effort shortly thereafter. Concerned citizens, both on foot and riding ATVs, swiftly rallied to aid in the search for the missing boy. After several hours of searching, the missing juvenile was spotted walking in Pigeon around 5:15 p.m. and was promptly reunited with his mother. Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen extended heartfelt gratitude from the department to the approximately 20 volunteers who selflessly dedicated their time and resources to assist in the search efforts. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Mary, this customer wants a loan. Call Detroit. Get the customer's information and schedule an appointment with my secretary.
Red tape, loan meetings, and formulas that just don't work for you. Discover a bank that helps you get what you want quickly. Hi, I'm Leanne, loan officer at Bayport State Bank. When you need a loan, come see one of our lenders. From ag and business loans to car loans and everything in between, we're there for you, start to finish. And because we are locally owned and operated right here in the Thumb, we have your answers promptly, making the process easy. That's our commitment to you, finding financing and products that fit our customers' needs.
And I'm Annie. At Bayport State Bank, we offer checking and savings accounts that have no fees and no minimum balance requirements. And banking with Bayport State Bank is secure, convenient, and easy with our mobile banking app. From transfers, payments, balancing your checkbook, or making a check deposit, it's as easy as a click of a button on your smartphone. It's banking your way, anytime, anywhere. Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back here on Them Broadcasting with more news. Hotel Harris and media personality Paris Hilton is backing California legislation that aims to bring more transparency to discipline used at facilities for troubled teens. Hilton testified before state lawmakers Monday in support of a bipartisan bill that would require short-term youth treatment facilities to report to the state government and notify parents when restraints or seclusion are used to discipline minors. The bill passed committee with bipartisan support on Monday. Hilton has become a prominent advocate for stricter oversight and regulation of teen treatment centers. She has shared publicly the physical and mental abuse she suffered as a teenager at a boarding school in Utah. And the maker of a popular weed killer is turning to lawmakers in key states to try to squelch legal claims that it failed to warn about cancer risks. Bayer disputes such claims, but already has paid about $10 billion to resolve them. Thousands of similar lawsuits remain pending. Bayer has supported legislation in Idaho, Iowa, and Missouri that would shield pesticide and herbicide companies from failure to warn claims if they use labels approved by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. But legal experts warn it could have broader consequences, extending to any product liability claim or providing immunity from lawsuits of any kind. Critics say it could spread nationwide. And pro-Palestinian demonstrators have blocked freeways and bridges in Illinois, California, New York, and the Pacific Northwest, temporarily shutting down travel into Chicago O'Hare International Airport, onto the Golden Gate and Brooklyn bridges, and on a busy West Coast interstate. In Chicago, the Monday morning protest caused headaches for some travelers who left their cars to walk to the airport. Protesters linked arms and blocked traffic on lanes of Interstate I-90, around 7 a.m., in a demonstration that they said was part of a global economic blockade to free Palestine. Similar demonstrations blocked all traffic onto the Golden Gate Bridge and on Interstate 5 in Eugene, Oregon. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This hour's news sponsor is Bayport State Bank, your full-service locally owned bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Bayport State Bank.